Hey there! Before you start tonight's episode, we wanted to talk to you about a brand new project that we're starting that we're really excited about. It's called Whose Dice Are These Anyway? It's a podcast where the stories are made up and the rules barely matter.
Join us every week as our bumbling crew of adventurers solve some mysteries, fight some monsters, and does terrible celebrity impressions.
Starting Thursday, January 26th, and every Thursday thereafter, you can find Whose Dice Are These Anyway on every major podcasting distribution platform. You can also find us on Twitter at Whose Dice. We hope you'll tune in for action, suspense, and uncontrollable laughter. See you then.
Hello, and welcome to The Guild That Keeps On Giving, a podcast about a group of friends and their thoughts, ideas, and experiences relating to D&D. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Patrick, and let's go talk to my friends.
And now part four of our third 1D&D UA playtest. Enjoy the show.
Well, it seemed to want to stop us from heading down this maze.
That means we should definitely go down the maze.
That's what I was thinking as I stepped towards the mist.
Okay, you're going through there?
Yep.
Alrighty. I'm just going to move you because that wall didn't get dynamically light properly. So.
And the first thing I'm going to do is look for tracks or things where this plant might have come. So I'll roll a survival.
Okay, you do that.
And I got a 7.
Yeah, you are disoriented as you enter a dining room.
What the what?
You seem to have walked out of the fireplace.
Nice.
Oh, this place is trippy.
Indeed.
A dining room. Well, let's check this out.
Can I roll for perception and check out these paintings?
Yes, you can. These paintings have... these are not monsters. These are like... They look like people. Some of them look familiar from the... Or I should say one set looks familiar from the picture that you have, the photograph. There is... Bertram and Charlotte are clearly in this photo kind of dressed differently, and they have maybe a 5 or 6-ish age looking girl, two younger twin boys, and then like an infant. And they're kind of like staged for like a portrait of the family that's been taken. And then these other frames depict different family members. One of them looks like... Well, roll a perception check, I guess. Oh, you did. Perfect. Thank you.
16.
Anticipating my needs.
And I got a 15.
With the 15 and 16, you can tell one of the other photos, or I don't know why I say photos, portraits, is again of like a mother, father, and then like a boy and a girl, and they look identical in height. And yeah, I don't know if you remember, but like, or maybe I didn't even tell you this, but like, you know that Bertram and Abigail are twins. Siblings, and so you think maybe this is like an older family portrait from when they were kids. And then similarly, like, you can kind of go around the room and see like generations of like the family are being depicted in these portraits.
Cool. Is there anything like on the fireplace that we walked through? Does it resemble the original one? And
yeah, this design? Just seems to be like the fireplace that they've got in this house. Like, they got multiples of these, of this kind of like all these boars all over it kind of design. It doesn't have the plaque that the first one had.
Sure.
But it is similar for sure.
All right. It's like a family crest type deal on the mantle.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And then there are the dining room itself, like the table is set, and there are like those tray kind of like lids on
cloche
on various platters on along the table.
I'll lift up one of the cloches and see what's underneath.
Okay. Blood just immediately starts running out over the table.
Appetizing.
And once again the blood kind of like starts moving in a weird way, so it starts spelling words, and all over the table it just spells like murderer, 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 like all over the table. And then then as it like gets lower and starts running down the tablecloth, it starts saying like, help us, find them, help us, murderer, like just over and over again. It's just like, and it's just like bubbling up out of this platter. Like there's spigot somehow attached underneath.
If I ask a question into the air there, just generally into the room, and I'm like, who's murderer? Does anything happen?
You feel like it's like there's an earthquake. The chandelier starts to like shake, and the crystals kind of move. And you hear like sounds, like kind of groaning sounds, like the house is moaning, but like there's no letter word answer.
Okay,
I'll pick up the other lid, see if there's anything under that one. You said there were two.
There are several across along the table. You pick up another one, and this is potato salad.
Oh, nice. I should have picked that one.
No, I'm just kidding. The other ones are empty. Once there's one blood fountain going, it just...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The ghost felt like it would be overkill to do it again.
Right. One of them's a chocolate fountain, and it's just getting gross. But if you replace the lid, eventually the blood like just falls to the floor and just kind of like... Then like, again... In my mind is the creepiest way, just kind of like moves itself under the table until there's just no blood anymore, and now you're back to like the way the room was.
Okay.
And if you look under the table, there's nothing, like it's just a normal room again.
No bodies under the table or anything. Yeah. All right.
Nope.
And we don't see any ghosts or anything in this room, just the...
Not in the this room, no.
Blood letters.
Okay. But there are doors.
Yep, there are doors to the north, the south, and the west.
Man, where are we?
Let's go west and see what happens.
Whatever you say, Padre.
Okay.
You open a door to... It looks just like a different room. There's portraits on the wall. Again, these seem to be... There's actually a portrait of Abigail here. These are like individuals, not family portraits. There's stairs leading up. Stairs, there's a door to the south, there's a door to the east, or excuse me, to the west. You came from the east, and but otherwise this, I mean, just looks like a transitional space.
Okay.
Let's try going north.
Up the stairs? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a solid plan.
All right. I'll thaumaturgy the door open as I walk towards it.
Okay. You open the door and, you go up the stairs to this kind of large door and you find yourselves walking into a ballroom.
A ballroom. Nice.
There is a large piano, in the corner, and there's also in the center of the room, there is like, you as players would recognize it as a... like a movie projector, and it's just pointed to the back wall. And there are two canisters that, again, you as humans who play this game would recognize as like film reels, but your characters probably don't know what this is.
Right.
Okay. There is no paintings or anything on the walls or anything. No. Nope.
Is there any sheet music at the piano?
Yeah.
There is, but it is covered in blood.
That's okay. Classic.
What if I just start to play the piano?
You hit it. The keys don't seem to make any noise. Maybe. Actually, you hit it, yeah, and nothing happens, and then roll a perception check.
Okay.
I got a 21 on perception while he's playing.
I got a 13.
Okay. You both hear the faint sound of a heartbeat.
So it's like a metronome. So I start playing to that tempo.
Nothing else happens. You just hear the heartbeat.
Maybe there's something in there.
Yeah. Can we open up the piano, like where the strings are?
You try, but it seems to be stuck or locked in some way.
Can I try to...
Hey, click. Can you unclick this lock?
Oh, yeah. We have a rogue.
Yeah. Do I see a lock that I can pick?
There's a keyhole.
I will attempt to pick that lock.
Okay.
Let's play. Pick that lock.
26.
Ooh, nice.
You are confident that this lock should unlock, but it does not.
It's magical in some nature, it's not pickable.
Can we try to force it open like with my crowbar?
You sure can.
Or a bloody poison dagger.
Yeah, any of that stuff.
Nothing. I'm just going to save you the roll. You wail on it, you hit it with everything you got. And you can take 20 to beat this piano up. Nothing affects it.
It is magically protected.
What it's is magically this? Delicious. Is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
What
yeah,
is this is. Odd apparatus here in the middle of the room? It's got lenses and gears. And...
I don't know. Push buttons.
All right. I'll just start messing with it, investigate it, and try to...
All right. You start fiddling with it. You can roll an investigation. But I'm just going to start describing it, because even if you roll a one, you still manage to flip a switch and like a candle lights up inside it that like starts projecting light out. And with
I got a natural 20. Yeah.
Yeah. With your natural 20, you're pretty easily able to, like, as you light it up, a little flap opens up and there's just a diagram of like how to put in film reels and make them play. Like, it's very user-friendly, this device, once you find that diagram.
I have mastered this device. All right, so I start
yeah,
loading
things
up. Yeah,
so there are two
and...
film reels like sitting there. One is labeled number one, and one is labeled number three.
Okay, I'll put in number one first, yeah.
Okay, and to your amazement, essentially an illusion is created on the far wall as you see, like, film of like somebody moving this camera around the ballroom, and they're like the various guests are there, and so you see them kind of just like you did in the photo. You also see the cook kind of passing hors d'oeuvres around. There are some children in the room that are like kind of making noise in a it's a silent film, so you can't tell if they're making noise, but you feel like they would be. They seem like they're screaming, and so they kind of get ushered out by Charlotte, and everyone's just having a good time. And it's a classic kind of like 1960s home movie kind of, like, other than it's not in color, but like it's just, you know, people waving and like doing things and messing around with a camera for the first time, kind of deal.
Okay. All right.
And then it eventually ends, just like that reel's done.
All right. I'll put in the reel number three, and okay. I'll call out while I'm setting this up. See if there's a reel somewhere else in the room that has number two on it to okay. go and click.
I look for a reel that has number two on it.
Okay. As you start playing reel number three, the piano starts playing like a silent movie. And it's like dark, ominous tones, you know, dun 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 dun. And like you see Lorenzo, like the camera's not moving around anymore. But you see, well, I guess I just kind of gave it away. But you see the one person you haven't seen previously in a photo or film footage. He's kind of dressed flamboyantly like a bard, comes stumbling out of the kitchen. And like backing away, and the dwarf priest is walking out with a bloody knife that looks very familiar to you, and he stabs Lorenzo in the chest, like on the film. And again, the piano is like playing this like ominous theme, and, you know, just like continues to go, and you just watch the dwarf murder this man. And then eventually the film reel, like, he gets up and leaves. And as he's leaving, like, the dwarf is, like, stumbling and, like, kind of falling. Although there's no physical ailments. He's not bleeding anywhere or anything. But he gets back to the door and, like, kind of walks out of the room. And then it's just, like, just that for a long time of just staring at this, like, blank spot. And then the film ends there. Oh, excuse me. I misspoke. Right before it ends, you see coming in from another room a staggering elf who looks and kind of squints at, you can see they're looking at the camera, and then like nods and then just like takes off, kind of stumble running out of the same door they just came into. And then the film ends.
And we can tell which door that was, right?
Yes, it's the door to the west. No, east. It's the door to the east.
Okay. Can I try really quickly to dispel the magic on the piano, like holding the thing locked?
You can try, yes.
Try that. I will put the display out for you guys. Oh, I guess that happened twice. I'm choosing the magical effect of whatever's locking the piano. That's the thing I'm trying to end.
Okay.
Does it do anything? Or do I need to roll something?
It does not work.
Okay. That's all I got, guys, for that.
All right. Well, let's head through that door.
Sure. To the east, you said, correct?
Yep.
And I'll thaumaturgy it open from a distance, just for effect.
Okay. It is the kitchen.
Huh. Same one we were in before?
The cook is still here?
The cook is not still there, but it looks the same as when you left it.
Okay.
Okay. So we got the bloody knife from this room, which is the murder weapon.
Right. And then they came through. Now, the elf went through the same door that the dwarf came out?
Everyone came out in and out of the same door.
This door. Okay. You said there was a door to the north in here?
There's a door to the north, there's a door to the east, there's a door to the south.
Okay. All right. As I approach, I'll open the door.
Approach what?
The north door, sorry.
You open it and it is a closet.
Okay.
Is there anything in the closet?
It's like spices and different kinds of food and that sort of...
So it's a pantry type
deal? It's a pantry kind of deal, yeah.
Okay.
Well then, let's open the east door.
Okay. You open the east door. And dynamic lighting. You find yourselves in a crypt.
Oh, that's somewhere new.
This crypt has like coffins, tombs, like what are those things? Urns all over the place, and there's sparkling gemstones all over the place. And in the central space is a casket, or not casket, but like a almost like a sarcophagus kind of thing, with a woman holding her hands around, you know, to her chest, like peacefully, angelically laying there. And they're on her, or on this like casket, it says there's a placard that says, "Only one treasure may leave this room. Cross with another and find your tomb." Oh. So there's all these gemstones all over, like they're shining all over they're different kinds, different colors. They're all on different spots, but that's what the plaque in the center one, which weirdly does not have any kind of jewel adornment, says, "Only one treasure may leave this room. Cross with another and find your tomb."
Well, let's look around and see if there's any special treasures amongst here instead of just these random gems.
Yeah, can I try to look around? Perception for that.
Oh, yeah. Can we open the smaller caskets?
You can try to open them, sure. They just seem to have bodies, like skeletons in them.
Okay.
So which skeleton do we want to take with us?
Is that the treasure you want? Maybe there's something in the sarcophagus itself.
Are you trying to open the big one?
Yeah.
It does not open. It won't budge.
Hmm.
Do any of the tell gems...
Go ahead. No, ask your question.
Do any of the gems look obviously different than the others?
Yes, there are several types of gems. Would you like to invest... Like, you want to get an accounting of what's more in here, or...?
More like I want to see if one of them obviously fits into, an open slot that we see in the main sarcophagus or something like that. You know, something obvious that stands out.
The only obvious thing is that, there are different kinds, but then they repeat on different people's either caskets or urns or, you know, plaques or whatever. But everyone's name, everyone in here seems to have a gemstone, with the exception of the main sarcophagus doesn't have any, and it doesn't have a space for one either.
Okay.
Huh.
And we just absolutely cannot get this thing open.
The sarcophagus, no, mm-hmm. It will not open. It's almost like it's not, it's almost more like it's a statue. As you examine it, you're this doesn't have an opening. This isn't
not a lid. It's
this
just
isn't,
a solid block. stuff.
Yeah, it looks like they made a faux kind of like, it looks like a lid, but on like actual trying to get it open, you're like, this isn't, there's no break in this.
Are there any slits or openings or anything like that in this, I'll call it a carving, statue, whatever?
Nope. There's decoration, like kind of bas relief, kind of, you know, sure, swirls and frills and stuff. But there is a woman carved into the top, kind of holding her hands to her chest, like she's asleep. Her eyes seem to be closed. That's all that's going on with that center statue.
Any similarities to the paintings?
This woman could maybe pass for Charlotte Beaumont. Maybe.
Maybe. Okay.
So probably a family resemblance, but not someone in the actual painting. So this seems like a family crypt, family mausoleum type deal. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean,
I'll be honest with you. I don't want any treasure.
Yeah, I don't think we're here for that. Are there any other doors exiting this room?
There sure are. No, actually, there are not. They look like there might be, but they're not.
Okay. So no doors. Maybe we should go further west, because we went east out of the ballroom and then east again. Maybe we hit the edge of the house. Maybe we should go try to see the west side of the house or something. What do you guys think?
Okay.
Sure.
Give it a shot anyway.
So is the kitchen still the kitchen?
The kitchen is still the kitchen.
Okay. Okay, what about the south door here?
We came south when we were in the ballroom. Okay. We can go check this one out.
Because the north was a closet this time.
All right. You are in the dining room.
The same dining room? Like it looks the same and everything's...
Everything looks the same.
Sure. Okay. Maybe we should go the other way then.
Yeah, go west.
Yeah. Go west, young man.
All righty. You go west, and you find yourself in a guest room. But this time, there is a woman standing by the south door. She looks a lot like old Charlotte Beaumont, but she looks a little crazy. She's missing some of her jewelry. She's missing her necklace. She's missing an earring. And she's like all kind of disheveled, and she's like, What are you doing here? Why are you here? You can't see the children. They're asleep. Leave! She starts screaming at you.
Nice. Right. You're sent by the church to find out why you are here.
Why I am here? This is my house. I will not let interlopers bother my children. Leave! Leave now!
I do not know what interloper is, but we are not them. We are here to find out why your house is on this hill. It appeared from nowhere.
I'll pull out the diamond earring.
Her eyes go wide, and she's like, "You found it! You found part of me!" And she puts it on, and she seems magically kind of. She gets a little bit more put together, and she's like, "Yes, yes, I'm a little. Get out, 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 out!" She says, and she's still a little bit cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Okay.
I will not let you see my children. Not. I can't be seen like this. I'm not ready. I'm not made up. I'm missing my jewel, my treasure, my greatest treasure. Get out.
What is your treasure?
Get out! She screams.
Yikes!
It's possibly the children.
She looks at you with a withering look.
She's like, parents' greatest treasure.
All right. Maybe there's her jewel.
Maybe.
We'll go to the south.
That's the door she's standing in front.
You. Oh, yeah, she won't let you go.
Okay,
did we'll you go walk back through her?
No.
Yes.
Okay. You try to walk through her and take one level of exhaustion.
Okay.
And she can all of a sudden physically touch you, and she pushes you back away from the door. And there's more of that where that came from. If you try it again.
I rear back and hit her with a mace.
Okay. It goes right through her.
Okay.
She's a ghost.
I still try to walk through and go through the door to the side.
Padre, no, we can go around.
Take a second level of exhaustion.
He's not that smart, guys.
He's benefiting from the fact that exhaustion is less punishing in this edition now.
Yeah, he's at -2 to all attacks and everything now. I'm going to grab his arm. Father, around. This is not the way. This is not the way.
Okay. Are you dragging? Are you letting them take you away? Or are you fighting them to get? Because you're getting weaker in terms of fighting them.
Yeah, I guess I'm going.
All right. 2 levels of exhaustion. Okay. And cursed. That's a hoot.
It's almost like this is a one shot and he doesn't care too much.
It is almost just like that.
It is.
I also have lesser restoration prepared, so.
Okay, nice. I want to go look in the painting or the photo. Look at the photo.
Okay.
In the kitchen to get away from her screaming, because who needs that? And we'll look at the photo and see if we can see any gems or jewels.
She's definitely wearing like a large diamond necklace. She's wearing earrings in the photo.
Matt, was there a door going even further west in that room?
Yes, there is.
I want to go that direction then instead of go to the kitchen.
All right, we'll go back through.
She kind of berates you, but doesn't make any move towards you.
All right.
But just continues her out business.
I'd like to open that door to the west.
All right. You open the door to the west, and you feel like you're walking into an attic.
Okay.
Oh, without going upstairs.
Yeah, this house has got some weird issues. So this is a Winchester mansion right here.
Yeah, man. To the north and to the west, you see windows that look out, and you can tell you are definitely on like the top of this house. Like,
yeah,
you're up high if you look out them.
All right, well, let's search around in here.
Yeah, what do we see in here?
Boxes, some covered furniture. Definitely you guys can roll perceptions or investigations, whichever one you would like as you look around.
Got a 14 on my perception.
Bellicose got a 25.
I got a 26. Ha ha.
Nice.
Take that. Ha
ha. Take that.
It's the one thing he's good at.
That's it. I got one. I'm a one trick pony for sure, man.
Okay.
That and, you know, spells.
Ish. My dispel magic didn't work. My magic mace didn't hit the lady.
Well, you're using it on stuff that is... it's so just
I wouldn't say I'm good at that. I would just say protected. I have that ability.
And yeah, you guys find... you both see it at the same time, but maybe Dodo sees it just a little bit faster. A shining cylinder that says, "Number 2." It looks like a film reel. And as you maybe move towards it, it gets hit with just this giant web and like flies up Spider-Man style to this giant spider that was on the ceiling and drops down and kind of like chitters at you in the way that spiders do. Insert perfect spider monster sound.
Right.
No, just insert Minecraft spider sound, which is...
All right, and it's holding the reel.
It has the reel on it, so it's almost like you're gonna have to kill it to get it.
Definitely.
And we're gonna go into initiative.
All right. Ugh, got a 6 again. What's wrong with me?
You're cursed.
That could be it.
Tabish, go first.
Yep.
I
now that you're all in,
would, but it wouldn't give me sneak attack, so probably no.
Oh, okay.
So it's Bellicose's turn, actually.
All right. I am going to charge over.
Okay.
And I am going to slash at it. Does a 23 hit?
A 23 does hit.
Okay, and now I don't get the Hunter's Prey, but I do get the charge, which is a same D8. Oh, and bonus action as I move in, I'm going to Hunter's Prey, Hunter's Mark it.
Okay.
So So instead of that 100 prey, that's a charge. So that's 13 plus a die 6, 2. So 15 points. And now since it's wounded, I do get the hunter's prey. So that's 16 plus another hunter's mark. Well, does a 12 hit?
No.
No. Okay. So that doesn't matter. All right. So yeah, 15 points total.
Okay. Is that it?
That is all that. Yes.
Okie dokie. Tabish, you're up.
Okay. I will draw my silvered rapier and slash at it. That is a nat 20.
Ooh.
Nice.
Which makes up for the nat 1 I got on my initiative.
That gave you inspiration, by the way, the nat 1 on your initiative.
Oh, and in this document, you can use inspiration after you mess up. You don't have to call it ahead of time, I read.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Is it? But I'm just
grabbing more dice. I think it is, yes. Okay.
Oh, you decide to do so immediately after rolling the d20. You can give yourself an advantage. Wow. Okay. And I totally forgot about.
So I guess there is a way to interpret that to say, well, you don't get to know if you passed or failed yet. You still have to make the choice before. But I mean, you can sometimes you can just know.
Yeah.
But other times, like saving throws, you might roll a middling roll and you don't know what the save is. So it's possible that that could.
True. And I did roll it once. I would have had inspiration on one of the attacks in the past. So I could have turned that 12 into an advantage.
Okay.
I mean, but it's not my turn anymore.
We're not going back that far.
No. I mean, yeah.
49 points of damage.
Okie dokie.
I just want to make sure I'm doing it.
Damn, that was
understanding
nice.
It right. Yeah, nice.
Crit on a sneak attack.
That is. Alrighty. Is that it for Tabish? Or Click, I guess is your actual...
Yes. I mean, I'll bonus action disengage and step back.
Okay. And
then that will be the end of my turn.
That's beautiful. Because it gets to do some things. And I love that you're letting me do them. First of all, it is going to...
Letting is an interesting way to phrase it.
Well, it narratively makes more sense because one of the things is it shoots a web strand at you to try to reel you back in. And so it's going to, but it didn't make as much sense when you were right next to it. So that's what I mean by letting me. So it's going to roll that. 25 hit you?
25 does hit me.
Okay. I don't know why it rolled it so. Target is grappled. And you are like kind of caught up in this web. And then it's going to turn and bite the creature that it's right next to, which is Bellicose.
20 does hit.
Okay, 25 piercing and 8 acid.
Ouch.
Spider noise. And now it is Dodo McDuh's turn.
Right. Padre is going to cast Toll the Dead. So I need a wisdom save.
Wisdom save. Alrighty.
Your DC is a 12 because of your exhaustion.
It doesn't matter. You got a 20.
Yeah, this spider knows what's up.
Right.
And it clicks and waves one of its legs at you and says,
sure it does.
Not in my house.
It's got Kimi Mutombos.
Yeah.
Not in my house.
Okay. Not in my haunted house.
That's it for Dodo.
Okay. Bellicose, it's your turn.
All right. I will swing to hit again. 12 does not hit.
No.
And I get a second attack, a 25.
That does hit.
Okay, so that's 15 plus 4, 19 points.
Alrighty.
Oh, and Hunter's Lore, any immunities, resistances, or vulnerabilities?
Skills, senses, languages. No resistance, no immunity.
Okay.
But it's vulnerable to all damage.
It's vulnerable to love and friendship.
You'll be getting none of that here.
Yeah, I have none of that to give.
Well, then you'll never defeat this spider. anything else, Bellicose?
No, that's all.
All right. Click. You are grappled and in a bunch of webs.
I am grappled and in a bunch of webs.
You can attack the webs. I have a AC and hit points for the webs. And then at the end of your turn, you can obviously attempt to hit the escape DC. But
I don't have disadvantage to attack the spider, right?
Your speed is zero. You have disadvantage on attacks against any target other than the grappler. My only question is, can you change weapons while grappled? So already I feel like we're in Spicy Pepper Town, because to me, logically, it doesn't make sense to say you're holding your rapier, you get like grappled up in this web, but you're like, let me put that away, take out my bow.
Grab my short bow. Is he restrained?
It says he's grappled. Let me double check the description here. The creature is grappled.
But not restrained.
It does not say restrained.
So the webbing could like be at my feet.
It could. Sure. Yes. Let's say it's around your lower half.
Sure.
So unless that's where you keep your short bow, you can switch up and...
Well, I was going to throw that dagger at it.
The poisoned one?
The poison bloody dagger.
Okay.
Because why not? It's the same to hit. And we'll see if it does anything cool. But that's a nat 1.
Okay.
So it's not going to do anything cool. And then at the end of my turn, I get to make a check to try and break out.
Yeah, so you've just thrown this carving knife.
Dagger on the ground.
And it's just, scattered. It's lost now in the attic amongst the boxes and things.
That makes sense. Yeah, is it only athletics or can I roll acrobatics?
I believe you can do either one. Out?
Okay. Because acrobatics would be just so much better for me. That is a 22.
That is enough. You escape.
So I do a cool flip when I throw the dagger, which sends the dagger flying who knows where, but it does get me out of the spider web.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just step right away from the web.
Okay. You are out of the spider's web. And the spider doesn't like that. But let's just be equal opportunists. It is going to spit some web at Dodo this time.
Okey-doke.
And does a 30 hit you, Dodo?
Just barely.
Okay, you're grappled. And it's going to bite Bellicose again. Or try to. I assume a 30 hits you.
Yes.
For 19 piercing and 16 acid.
All right. That just about kills me.
Oh, were you bloody?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But you are now.
Yeah, I've got 8 points out of 76 from 2 bites.
Okay.
So I am now screaming, run away! Run away!
If only there was a cleric in here. with some healing magic. Dodo, it's your turn.
Okay, so... Yeah, I will... So I will use my Preserve Life Channel Divinity. As an action, you can restore 40 hit points. Choose any creatures within 30 feet of you and divide those hit points among them. This feature can restore a creature to no more than half of its hit point maximum. You can't use this feature on an undead or a construct. So obviously I'm not going to choose undead or construct. I'm going to choose my buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And I have 40 to divide between the three of us.
Okay.
I could use 30. That'll put me at half.
At half, okay.
I have taken 0 damage.
Okay, then you take 30.
The spider can take the rest.
I'll take the rest. The spider can suck it. And then that's my action. Bonus action. Spider's not even bloody?
Nope.
Bonus action, I cast Spiritual Weapon.
Okay.
And I'm going to put it right next to the spider. And
Which does require concentration now.
Which is fine. I'm not concentrating on anything else. So I used one of my channel divinities as an action. I cast spiritual weapon as a bonus action. I'm going to use my final whatever to try to break out of this grapple, which is a acrobatics or athletics check, right?
Yes.
So let me get... Ooh, I'm not good at... I'm not good at a lot of things, but we'll go with acrobatics.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Dodo. Dodo McDuff. A name that your family gave you. Right.
Hey, 23 acrobatics. I broke loose.
You're free, man.
Look at me, man. I'm free.
Bellicose.
That's it for me.
Bellicose, it's your turn. Does the weapon get to attack, or you just, like, created it?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. It does get to attack. That was the attack roll you saw just before the acrobatics 19. Roll. Oh,
okay, that's a hit. And
that does force damage.
Okay. This creature is now bloody.
Oh, good. All right, I'm going to shift around a little bit, kind of interpose myself between... Dodo and Click and the giant spider, and I will swing at it using advantage from inspiration.
Okay. For the listening audience, he rolled a one, but he's immediately choosing, without knowing if it succeeded or failed, to
get rid of that one and roll again.
Try again.
And rolled, a three. So that gives me a 10.
That's so not missed enough.
Anyway. And then my second attack does a 15 hit. Wow, I am rolling garbage.
It does not.
And I'm out of inspiration, too. Wow. Okay.
All right.
That's it. Yeah. Okay. That's it.
Click. It's your turn.
Okay. We run up. We slash with a rapier. Oh, we need to actually roll that.
Another crit would be nice.
I'll do my best.
Do you have an inspiration?
I'm no joke. That is a nat 20.
Nice.
Nice.
I did my best.
Well done.
That was foolish.
Gotta have more faith in yourself, man.
35 points of damage.
Okie dokie. It hisses at you like a spider does.
Perfect. Bonus action. I guess I'll stay here and take some of the damage if I can. I have much less health, but it's fine. We can uncanny dodge. I'll stay here. That's it for me.
Okay. It will try to bite you. Yeah, probably. 16 hit you?
16 does not hit.
Oh, there you go. But you're already here, so it doesn't need to web you, so it's going to use its other attack to bite you again.
Sure.
24 hit you?
It does.
24 piercing, 7 acid.
Ouchie. I will cut that in half.
Good idea.
With uncanny dodge.
Dodo McDuh. Of the New Hampshire McDuffs.
Of the New Hampshire McDuffs, that's right. Well, my bonus action will be to attack with spiritual weapon.
Okay, that's a hit.
Okay, that's 7 force damage. Did that kill it by any chance?
Nope.
Boo, 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 boo. And then I will... Oh, man, I really don't have anything that does a lot of damage.
I'm Toll the dead if it doesn't make the save. But...
Yeah, my... Luck's not great with that either, but that is what I'm going to do. I'm going to roll a Toll the Dead, and it would be a 7 necrotic damage. That's the worst.
Real quick, does exhaustion wouldn't affect your spiritual weapons attack?
Yeah,
I don't think so. How would it affect my spiritual weapons attack?
Because it's using your wisdom attack.
And all of your rolls are -1.
-2.
-2.
He's okay, so 20, oh, yeah. 20 still hit, though, right?
But yes, it doesn't matter. I'm just asking for clarity's sake. Wisdom save, huh?
Mm-hmm. Of a 12.
That's a pass either way.
Yeah.
So, that's it for Dodo.
Okay. Bellicose.
Well, I don't have anything extra special to do under these circumstances other than attack, so I'll keep doing that. Ooh, a 26.
That will hit.
I will use the Hunter's Prey and 15 points.
Okay.
And the Hunter's Mark there. And a crit.
Nice.
Four. And we're not doing max crit, right? So I don't get the Hunter's Prey,
mm-hmm.
but I do get the Hunter's Mark. So that's 11 plus 6, so 17.
Okay.
Not the most exciting.
It's looking weak, but not dead. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Clicktavish.
Let's do the same thing. Let's go for another crit. Nah, that didn't do it. That is a 13 to hit.
That's a miss.
Inspiration.
You do have inspiration.
You're right. I do have inspiration. We should use it on a 13. That's slightly better. That's a 24 to hit.
That will hit.
Beautiful.
Either one of us could go down in one round here.
18 damage.
Okay. So very close. But not quite. So it's going to bite at you. Click. And
do it.
Hit you. For 26 piercing and 14 acid.
Oof. We will uncanny dodge that as well.
Sure. And then it's going to use its second attack to bite at Bellicose.
All right. 30 does hit.
Yep. And for 22 piercing and 7 acid.
All right. This thing's harsh. Yeah, I'm down to 9 hit points. Where are you at, Click?
24.
All right, Dodo McDuh, it's time to be the hero that everyone needs, whether or not they deserve it or not.
Right. Well, bonus action. I'm going to start with my spiritual weapon.
Do it to
attack. Does a 23 hit?
Sure does.
Does 4 force damage kill it?
It sure does.
Sweet.
Then nice.
Regular action. Well, it won't matter because you're not in turn, but I will heal my compadres.
Are you channeling initiative? Divinity, or are you... Yeah, I mean, you can do it however you want to do it.
But... Then I'm just going to walk up and cast spells.
Cool.
Gonna,
yeah. Classic.
Yeah. I'm going to go classic cleric on this one.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to do a third level cure wounds on... Well, probably each of you could benefit from that, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
so and I third level, do it to... What's his name?
Okay. What's his name? Not what's me. His name? We'll get a third level cure one.
What's his name? Bellicose?
Yeah. And what, so about what level do you feel you would need?
Well, we're not maxing second out, level right? Feels, we're not homebrewing. Feels
good to me.
Are we maxing out the healing or are we not?
No, we're just rolling. Unless you've got a feature that lets you max it out.
Well, I do have. It doesn't let me max it out, but every time I do a... Let's see, Disciple of Life. Whenever you use a spell of first level or higher to restore hit points, the creature regains an additional hit points equal to 2 plus the spell's level. So you get an additional 4 from that, Rick.
Okay.
And,
well, is that included in the plus 8 on there?
I don't see that.
I see. What's your wisdom bonus?
3d8 plus 8. My wisdom bonus is plus 4.
All right, so it's adding a plus 4 to it.
Yeah. Let's see. First level higher, restores hit points to a creature. You gain hit points equal to... Oh, I regain them. You don't regain them.
Oh, okay.
Never mind about that. Okay. Sorry, I can't help. So
this
help
is
you
just
guys.
Your number, 18.
That's the number you get is the 18.
Okay.
And then I can cast one on you as well if you'd like. Click.
Yeah, I don't think we have like potions, so I'll take a...
That would have been smart to buy
I'll
those.
Take a slap.
Yeah, I'll still do it third level for you.
I'm going to give myself a second level while we're at it.
Okay, you got 26, Click.
I will take that.
And I apparently
bold of you.
I get 8 points back myself because I cast 2 of those spells. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. And I, I got 7 back. So I've got a couple.
Well, that makes me full health, actually, now.
That's nice. That I'm nice. Still bloodied.
I get a little reward from helping my friends. Okay, so there we go.
Join us next week to find out just how cursed the Padre can get. See you then. Thanks for listening to the Guild That Keeps On Giving. Please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, or whatever your favorite podcast service. Also, don't forget to like and share our Facebook page, The Guild That Keeps On Giving on Facebook, our Instagram at TGTKOG, and our Twitter at T_G_T_K_O_G. For all of us here at The Guild That Keeps On Giving, thanks for listening and have a great week.